Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
Freedom is slavery. That's right, folks. We're here to tell you that freedom is slavery. This special July 4th edition of Christian Worldview 2005. Freedom is slavery. It was the great words of an Orwellian thinker, the main Orwellian thinker, as a matter of fact, years ago. But today we're going to talk about how freedom means slavery for American politicians, for American theorists, for American philosophers. What a great important thing it is to have freedom as slavery. Slavery is freedom. Didn't you know that? Patchy fog this morning, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning, then mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Humid with highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. That's the weather for today. Glad you've joined us for a special edition of Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Today, we'd like to start out by describing exactly what America is all about. What are the main benefits, the main thinking, the main philosophy of America. And here they are. There are actually 10 planks of American ideology insofar as the philosophy of public policy is. And it is this: the abolition of private property and the application of all rents of land to public purposes. Americans do these with actions such as the 14th Amendment of the Constitution in 1868 and various zoning, school, and property taxes. Also the Bureau of Land Management, where zoning laws being the first step to government property ownership, but actually government does own our property in America, as we've seen. They just allow you the privilege of using and possessing it, which is different. Secondly, the second main philosophy in America is that we have a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. America knows this is the misapplication of the 16th Amendment of the United States Constitution from 1913, the Social Security Act of 1936, the Joint House Resolution of 1933, and various state income taxes. It's also known as paying your fair share. The third plank or point of how our philosophy works in terms of public policy here in America and why we are so glad to be free is the abolition of all rights of inheritance. The Americans call it the federal and state estate tax, formed in 1916, or reformed probate laws and limited inheritance via arbitrary inheritance tax statutes. That's what we have here in America. There's also, fourthly, the confiscation of the property of all emigrants and rebels. Americans call it government seizures, tax liens, public law 99-570 from 1986, executive order 11,490, sections 1205, section 1205 and 202, which give, or 2002, which gives private land to the Department of Urban Development, the imprisonment of terrorists and those who speak out or write against the government, the 1997 crime terrorist bill, or the IRS confiscation of property without due process, asset forfeiture laws based used by the Drug Enforcement Administration, the IRS, the ATF, etc., and of course the Patriot Act. There are all sorts of ways you can get your property confiscated now, whether it's because someone sends you a bag of cocaine by Federal Express and becomes an informant that you have this on your property to the DEA, or if a private developer just wants to move in and take over your property. Why? Because it wants to build a hotel there and convinces the local government that's in the public welfare to get higher tax revenue, and therefore they should allow your property should be confiscated, or at least they should pay you no more than half of what its market value is. There's our fourth idea in America. Here's another idea. The centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and exclusive monopoly. Americans call it the Federal Reserve System, which is a privately owned credit debt system allowed by the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. All local banks are members of the Fed system and are regulated by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, another privately owned corporation. The Federal Reserve banks issue fiat paper money and practice economically destructive fractional reserve banking. The sixth plank. There is a centralization of the means of communications and transportation at the hand of the state. Americans call it the Federal Communications Commission, a Department of Transportation. Mandated through the ICC Act of 1887, the Commissions Act of 1934, the Interstate Commission established in 1938, the Federal Aviation Administration, the Federal Communications Commission, and Executive Orders 11,490 and 10,999, as well as state-mandated driver licenses and Department of Transportation regulations. Here's a seventh philosophy, plank, if we can call it that, of American public policy theory, and why you can celebrate freedom today. There is the extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state, the bringing into cultivation of wastelands, and the improvement of the soil generally in accordance with a common plan. Americans call it corporate capacity. The Desert Entry Act and the Department of Agriculture, thus read controlled and subsidized rather than owned. This is easily seen as well in the Department of Commerce and Labor, Department of the Interior, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Bureau of Land Management, the Bureau of Reclamation, Bureau of Mines, National Park Service, and the IRS control of business through corporate regulations. Yeah, there's all sorts of farm subsidies as well that add to this stuff. The eighth plank, equal liability of all to labor, establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. Americans call it minimum wage and slave labor, like dealing with our most favorite nation trade partner, like communist China. We see it in practice with the Social Security Administration and the Department of Labor. The national debt and the inflation caused by communal bank has caused a need for a two-income family. Women in the workplace since the 1920s, the 19th Amendment of the United States Constitution, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, assorted socialist unions, affirmative action, the Federal Republic Works Program, and of course, Executive Order 11,000. Ninth philosophy of why you can celebrate your freedom today. Combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries, gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country by a more equitable distribution of population over the country. Americans call it the Planning Reorganization Act of 1949, zoning, Title 17, 1910 to the present, and super corporate farms, as well as executive orders 11,647, 11,731, 10 regions, and public law 89-136. These provide for forced relocations and forced sterilization programs, like in China. And finally, the final plank, the final philosophy of why you can celebrate freedom today in America is this: free education for all children in public schools, abolition of children's factory labor in its present form, combination of education with industrial production. Americans are being taxed to support what we call public schools, but are actually government-forced tax-funded schools. Even private schools are government-regulated. The purpose is to train the young to work for the communal debt system. We also call the Department of Education the NEA and the outcome-based education. They are used so that children can be indoctrinated and inculcated with government propaganda like majority rules and pay your fair share. Where are the words fair share in the Constitution, Bill of Rights, or the Internal Revenue Code? Nowhere is a fair share even suggested. The philosophical concept of fair share comes with a communist maxim, from each according to their ability, to each according to their need. This concept is pure socialism. America was made the greatest society by its private initiative work ethic, teaching ourselves and doing and others how to fish, to be self-sufficient and produce extra, plenty of extra commodities, if so desired, we could be shared with others who might be needy. Americans have always voluntarily been the most generous and charitable society on the planet. So there you have your 10 basic philosophies for us, folks. What are these 10 basic philosophies? Anybody have an idea? We're going to go to a break now on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. When we get back, we'll disclose exactly what they are.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth." If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-0988. That's 864-244-0988. You may also send your questions and comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net.
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464. Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we'd like to welcome you back to Christian Worldview, where we're specially celebrating our freedom here, the 4th of July Day, Independence Day, 2005. And we've done so by reading the 10 basic philosophies of freedom, which are enjoyed by all Americans. And I read them in some detail right beforehand, before the break. I'm going to go ahead and summarize them here again. There are 10 basic philosophies which guide our society today, our free country, which we can be proud of. First of all, there is the abolition of private property and the application of all rents of land to public purposes. Secondly, a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. Thirdly, the abolition of all rights of inheritance. Fourthly, the confiscation of property of all emigrants and rebels. That's including drug rebels or anybody else that's considered a terrorist. Fifth, the centralization of credit at the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and exclusive monopoly. That's called the Federal Reserve System here. Look on your bills in your pocket, folks. You'll see the Federal Reserve notes and signifying our freedom. Sixthly, the centralization of the means of all communications and transportations in the hand of the state. Seventhly, extension of factories and instruments production owned by the state, bringing into cultivation of wastelands and the improvement of the soil generally in accordance with a common plan. Eighthly, equal liability of all labor. That means minimum wages, folks. Establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. We call them bureaucrats, but they go by finer names. Industrial armies. Ninthly, combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries. Gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country by a more equitable distribution of population over the country. And tenthly, free education for all children in public schools. Abolition of children's factory labor in its present form. Combination of education with industrial production. For these reasons, we celebrate freedom. These make us free. And remember, slavery is freedom. As H.G. Wells says, or others for that matter. Are Americans practicing communism? What is it that I just read to you? Does anybody know? I hope you have some idea. What I just read to you that is so indicative of American liberty today is the Communist Manifesto. The 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, folks, that's what I just read to you. And yet every one of those planks, at least in some form, is being practiced today in the United States of America. The 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto are here in living, vivid color in America. At least 6 of them that we read are clearly established. Public education, heavy progressive income tax, things like this. And the other 4 are at least in part or indirectly being fulfilled. Folks, liberty is on the wane in America because of what? Well, because our public policy, our proactive state, has led us down the path, slowly but surely, into the same thing that Karl Marx could have only wildly dreamed of if he were doing so for America in the 19th century. We have a state which is bent on socialism, which calls itself free, but in reality, we celebrate here nothing different than Karl Marx did and his Communist Manifesto. I want to thank the Libertarian Party for coming up with that little thing that I read there, those comments, that little research about each of these 10 planks. If you want to read these Communist Manifesto, the same thing I did, go to libertyzone.com and you'll find their Communist Manifesto planks. You can also type that in, communist-manifesto-planks.html. But if you go to libertyzone.com, you will find what I just read and be able to see, hopefully. Review it with your kids. Review it with others in your household. Review it with friends. Send it as a link. It's important to note that we have a state which is bent on communism, not on freedom. Sad to say. Now let's think about what freedom really means this morning, folks. Does it mean all of those things, a curtailment of property rights, forcing public education? Does it really mean that we need to stand firm for the worker by propping him up with minimum wages and by enforcing all sorts of regulations upon businesses? I don't think so. That's not what America stood for when the founding fathers framed this great country and formed the documents which were called upon to serve as the rule or the highest law of the land for governing all the affairs of men in a civil sense. And when we come back from the next break, we're going to have an opportunity to talk about some of those things, those great principles of liberty. Unfortunately, there's only so much time in a show. Otherwise, we'd love to be able to continue on right now and plunge into the depths, the great vision of the founding fathers had for us. But if you can just be patient for about 2 minutes, we'll do it when we get back from this break. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and we'll be right back.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain." If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-0988. That's 864-244-0988. You may also send your questions and comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and, in the name of law, commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and assume the powers of the earth, the separate, among the powers of the earth, the separate and equal nation or station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitles them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whatever form of government becomes, whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. That is the Declaration of Independence signed this day in 1776. We're going to talk about true liberty in just a moment, but we already have our first caller of the day on the line. We'd like to welcome you to Christian Worldview. Who am I speaking with?
Good morning, Dr. Coben. It's Paul from Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, good morning, Paul. Glad you're listening to the show this morning.
Yeah, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Oh, well, good. And I assume you've been tuned in to understanding what true liberty is all about as we're reminding people with our great 10 philosophies this morning about public policy.
Yeah, I've been trying to be tuned in, generally speaking, about liberty, but the 4th of July is another one of those peculiar holidays people celebrate. They really neither free nor they're independent, but they think they are. They go ahead and have a barbecue and burn some meat, you know.
Right.
Go eat some French fries, drink some beer, and as happy as they can be.
Right. Well, exactly true. I think we've talked about these 10 planks before, the Communist Manifesto. It's so clear that if you were to just read the planks, that Karl Marx is laughing right now. If he could be.
That's we call that freedom.
Yes, that's right. Now, of course, we believe in Christian Worldview that Karl Marx has found his lowest place in hell, and actually he's in pain and suffering, and truly not laughing. But in terms of what there's any justice, you're right.
And the masters of sophistry in our legislature, maybe they'll suffer the same fate one day. Sure enough.
Well, we actually hope for their repentance and change. But if they do not do so, then that indeed will be their final end.
Redemption? Yeah, I wouldn't want to rule out redemption, but I would want them to earn it. You know. They think I'm striving every day.
Right.
To earn redemption. But yeah, it's 4th of July is one of those holidays, actually. People just happy as they can be and they don't have a clue.
Yes.
But the central bank, you know, fifth plank, the Federal Reserve System. People don't seem to understand it's a private bank. most probably owned by foreigners, you know, for their benefit, not for the country. But in the news, you know, we have Al Greenspan and the other members of the banking committee and the 12 banks across the country, and they act like they're, you know, working for the people, but they entirely aren't. It's just a big mess, a big Wizard of Oz thing going on, and have to shake people out. You know, have them take the red pill, I believe, or the blue pill.
Well, just remember that slavery is freedom.
That's correct, and insanity is sanity, according to Orwell, right?
That's what he said, and I think he's got it exactly right. Now, he was actually a socialist himself, but just feared that the abuses of socialism might lead to what he wrote about in 1984 in his book.
I understood that he was a trained socialist, you know, but do you actually think he was for the master plan of socialism? Was he just trying to warn the people with 1984 and Animal Farm and his other short stories? I'm not sure of that. I think they're, you know, what's your opinion on that?
Well, as far as I know about Orwell, he actually was a socialist. He believed that it could occur, but he was concerned that the current people who ran it, if not curtailed, would lead to all sorts of abuses, and so he had some doubt whether or not it would be workable. But in his heart of hearts, this is why I understand, and I may be mistaken, but he really wanted the world to have the utopian socialist vision established here. That's what he thought. He really wanted that. He just didn't believe it could be done without corruption.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's right.
You know,
yes.
I understand. I've learned enough that he was trained by the socialists for their ends, but he did have, you know, he has written some works to warn us, that's for sure.
Yes, and he does a marvelous job of it too.
Sure enough. But I just figured I'd call you on the course. You did a good job with the Communist Manifesto. Like everyone, those planks are in full force and effect, and well on the way to completion. Maybe how many? They said what? 4-6% of the population in the during the Revolutionary War actually fought or was against the British. Wasn't it a low percentage like that?
Well, I believe it was only 3-4% at the outset who.
Not even 6%.
Yeah, at the very outset. Eventually, after things started catching on, it was as many as 1/3 of the country, from what I understand, were pro Jefferson and those so-called rebels. 1/3 remained Tories, and the other third remained just completely undecided.
It's like Switzerland; they remain neutral.
Something like that. Yes.
They jump whichever side of the fence won. They jump on that side.
Yeah, or just the fat, dumb, and happy types. One of the two.
I get it.
Yeah, but it. Yeah.
Well, that is somewhat encouraging. I don't know how many. Americans are becoming aware. I'm sure it's a few percent, anyhow. You know, you can go around to meetings and radio shows like this, although the internet, there's a lot of people seem to be catching on slowly but surely, so maybe we're getting headway in the few percent we need to, you know, to convince the other.
Well, let's hope so. Appreciate the call this morning, Paul. Look forward to hearing from you again real soon here on Christian Worldview with
Dr.
John Cody.
Okay, thanks for a great show.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, it's always nice to have callers who have an understanding of these things. It's important to note, folks, because we live in a country which is far different than what the Founding Fathers could have ever envisioned after the establishment of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, or the Articles of Confederation, for that matter. While I'll say that the Constitution has many imperfections in it, and it allows for too much leeway for liberals, leftists, socialists, and others to come and pervert justice and liberty in the land, we still have to admit that they are the greatest documents ever written in the history of the world as far as political freedom is concerned. And this Declaration of Independence that I started reading just beforehand, before the caller had some comments, Paul, is just fabulous. Can you imagine that we have something to the effect of this statement again? We hold these truths to be self-evident. Imagine hearing this in high school today. in a public government education program, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That means they can't be taken away. That means they occur before the government's created. That means that they are firmly established and cannot be moved away from us by the state. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's property, folks. How you pursue happiness is by having property. That's exactly what Jefferson meant. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. That means today, folks, even today, as we have adopted the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, there is already reason for us to have a movement to abolish the government, or at least to alter it. That's what the Declaration of Independence says. That's why they don't want you learning about the Declaration of Independence. That's why they want to tell you it's too old, doesn't apply anymore today. That's why they want to tell you that we live in a brave new world, and we have to go on with new ideas, not those old antiquated things of 200 and something years ago by old men with wigs. Indeed, folks, it is the very reason why we can still cherish liberty, the thought of liberty, because these documents have not been abrogated and abolished by a strong central state, and we need to become more familiar with it. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We've come to the time for a top-of-the-hour break, and we will be back in just a couple minutes.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-0988. That's 864-244-0988. You may also send your questions and comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville.
Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Currently in Greenville, Spartanburg, we have 73 degrees. Downtown Greenville, 72. Anderson, 75 degrees. And Clemson, 71 degrees. Overcast skies just about everywhere. Patchy fog this morning, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning. Then mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Humid with highs in the mid-80s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain is set at 50% according to the Weather Service, so you can be prepared for that as you're planning your 4th of July holiday activities. Now, there are also government-authorized ways to celebrate your freedoms this 4th of July. This is presented to us by Doug Taylor from the Upstate Libertarian Party here in South Carolina. He says, the government-authorized ways include the following. As we go out to celebrate our freedom this 4th of July, let's go over a few things to make your celebration a success. Before leaving home, make sure to check the color-coded Homeland Security Alert status. Be especially careful if it is orange or red. Don't worry about yellow. It's always yellow. Don't use any illegal fireworks in your 4th celebration. It's for your own safety, and the Founding Fathers implemented a government to protect you from yourselves, didn't they? Besides, fireworks are explosive devices, and you might be considered a terrorist with weapons of mass destruction. And although the government can't find any in Iraq, you can rest assured they will find it in your car trunk. But don't worry, getting arrested in prison indefinitely without formal charges and a 5-year wait before the secret tribunal per the Patriot Act is a breeze. It's that secret summary execution that should make you nervous. Make sure you're buckled up in your seatbelts. There will be roadblocks and checkpoints to make sure you comply. It is for the children. If you're now an airline employee, lighten up for the holiday. You can always look for a job tomorrow. Maybe you could transfer over to a federal airport security screener job. Big demand for those jobs, and you don't have to be smart. If you're a Halliburton employee, then celebrate. You'll probably have a raise coming from the Iraqi contract windfall. If celebrating on any public property, make no mention of religious ideals. Government is God there. You will be apprehended. If you say the Pledge of Allegiance, make sure that you use the new government-approved version. Have your papers ready as you approach the holiday police checkpoints. Don't criticize the president or other government officials. You might be in violation of the Patriot Act and considered a possible terrorist. Don't mention the Constitution in any district court or you could be held in contempt. If your children get out of line this holiday, do not discipline them or they may be kidnapped by the Department of Social Services and held hostage until you receive approved psychological therapy and deemed acceptable. Show compassion, he says, for this Independence Day by bringing an illegal immigrant to your celebration or by hugging a tree. If an election is occurring in your locality within the next 90 days, do not talk about or publicly support any candidate, as that is no longer lawful. Keep your mouth shut. If an officer asks to search your vehicle at the seatbelt checks, don't be belligerent and dim and a search warrant. Standing up for truth for your Fourth Amendment rights is antisocial and not in tune with the new American way. Are you with Al-Qaeda or something? Don't get upset when searching officer will not help you pick up your belongings that he has strewn all over the highway as he searched your vehicle. It is not his job description, and complaining will get you charged with obstructing justice. Keep your guns at home. You're not to go hunting. And besides, what on earth do guns have to do with American independence? Better yet, turn your guns into the authorities and let them know that you are a true patriotic American. Better yet, just stay at home. But do not assume you are safe because you're at home. If a government bureaucrat shows up at your home, he will probably be flashing a badge at you. This makes him look like a constitutional law enforcement officer. He may even be armed. Do not ask to see a warrant, and then tell him to leave if he does not have one. They will put a siege around your house if you do not come in soon enough. They may invade with guns drawn or even set your house on fire. Sounds like Waco, doesn't it? 1993 April, as I recall. For more information, do a Google search using the keywords like Symbionese Liberation Army, Philadelphia Move Up Group, Gordon Call, The Order, Robert Matthews, Covenant of the Sword and Arm of the Lord, Randy Weaver, Branch Davidian, or Elian Gonzalez. If you are counting on your congressman to protect you, understand that the average congressman is also afraid to resist. For information, do a Google search using keywords like George Harrison, James Traficant, or Larry McDonald. If celebrating in the mall in Washington, D.C., you're probably safe, and the mall is now monitored by hundreds of surveillance cameras, watched by federal security forces. Don't do anything that you want them to see. Bring lots of cash with you. There will be many taxes, fines, and fees to pay as you celebrate your freedoms this day. Do not leave home without your driver's license, Social Security card, birth certificate, welfare card, Medicare card, medical records, W-2 form, and two other forms of ID. You may be asked for them at police checkpoints. Better yet, get microchipped and avoid the hassle of carrying around your papers. Bring your library card. The FBI may ask you for it. Don't put any anti-government bumper stickers on your car, especially not anything about the right to keep and bear arms. Police have been trained by the FBI in bumper sticker profiling. This attracts their attention at checkpoints and makes you look like a terrorist. With respect to bumper sticker profiling, you should be especially aware of the fact that they will get my gun and pry it from my gold dead fingers. It is no longer mere semantics at Waco and at Ruby Ridge. We learn that they will kill you to keep your guns, and so be careful not to have any unauthorized thoughts. There are now serious penalties for thought crime. Be aware of the civil forfeiture laws. Make it possible to take anything that you own by alleging that it was intended to be used for the commission of a crime. This could include transporting or storing a gun. If civil forfeiture proceedings are initiated against you, then you will have the burden of proof to show your thoughts were in compliance with government standards. Get to know some politicians and bureaucrats so that you might be able to head off the taking of your private property to be given to the private developers for public good. Do not hold any religious observances in your home without checking with the zoning commission to see if your home is properly zoned for church activities. Also, be careful not to violate any ordinances against group assembly. Do not put up any patriotic signs in front of your home without checking with the zoning administration to see if your home is properly zoned for billboards. The term "your home" is used to refer not only to homes that are rented on a monthly basis from another subject, but also to homes that are rented on a yearly basis directly from the government agent in your property tax division or county. If you make any improvements in preparation for your fully government-authorized gathering, make sure that you get permission from the owner of your home. The correct government agent to grant this permission will be the building permit section. If traveling by air this Independence Day, do not give the airport screeners a hard time. They are feeling you up and molesting your daughter, your wife, for the security of America. If you complain, you could be arrested. You don't support bin Laden, do you? Keep an eye on your fellow Americans as you celebrate this 4th of July. If you see anything suspicious, take notes so that then when you get home, you can call and report them to the Homeland Security Office. And remember, you are not a nosy snitch. You're a great American patriot. Do not mention the signers of the Declaration of Independence this 4th of July. Mentioning these white subversive terrorists is not popular. It could get you in big trouble. Besides, what do these guys have to do with the 4th of July at any rate? Do not leave home without one or more plastic American flags made by political slaves in communist China. Make sure that one flying from the antenna of your vehicle, you don't want to seem un-American, do you? Do not take a copy of the Declaration of Independence with you as it advocates the overthrow of a tyrannical government. It's a terrorist document and will be confiscated at the holiday police checkpoints. Same advice for the Constitution. And remember, as you leave home, your Fourth of July outing, that the second you stepped out of your door, that you probably broke hundreds of federal, state, and local laws that you are probably unaware of. However, if you toe the line, you will not be charged. Don't even think about taxes on this great day. The 50% government confiscation of your income at the threat of imprisonment at the point of a gun should not even cross your mind as you revel in freedom, in your freedom. After all, April 15th is a long way off. With a little effort, maybe when we can get our taxes down to 1/4 of our incomes, like the amount that the federal serfs paid to their masters. And whatever you do, or feudal serfs paid to their masters, same thing. And whatever you do, do not let on that you really know that true freedom died a long time ago in America. Just have fun for the day and then go back home and stick your head back in the sand and pretend that America is not becoming a socialist police state. Now go out there and celebrate your freedom and liberty and have a great sanitized, politically correct, and government-approved and authorized Independence Day. If you have in a few decades, with nothing better to do, study up on administrative law, laws that are now made for unelected bureaucrats in hundreds of administrative agencies. If you are charged with violating one of these laws, you will get trial by jury of your peers. You will be tried at the agency that made the charge, and also made the law. How likely is it that they will decide that they were right? I hope this message gets past the Department of Homeland Security approved internet filter. How else can they protect us from unauthorized thought? Now go out and celebrate your freedom and have a great Independence Day. Appreciate the upstate libertarians giving us that text today. It's very fitting as you want to celebrate today with Christian Worldview your Independence Day. And we're going to go and take a quick break. You're listening to Dr. John Coben on Christian Worldview, and we'll be right back.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain." If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-0988. That's 864-244-0988. You may also send your questions and comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and, in the name of law, commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
And we'd like to welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Glad you've joined us once again this morning. And we are talking about liberty, or the lack thereof, here in this great nation of America. As you have the Independence Day celebration today, you can be reminded that slavery is freedom. Because that truly is what we face today. Oh, you're overreacting, Dr. Coben. We live in a free country. I can do what I want. It's really not slavery here. Oh, no? You're saying that having more than half of your income confiscated is not slavery? You've got to be kidding, folks. It's just not the case. Be sure to try us if you want to get through. We have some callers trying to get through. 864-244-8177 is the main line. You can also try us at 864-201-6955 if you try to get on the show. I want to remind folks that we have currently circulating the South Carolina Fundamental Rights Petition to save your private property. There's already been 62 signers since this has been put up yesterday, it was late Saturday evening it was put up. We want everybody to go who's listening to the show to the petitiononline.com website, and when you type petitiononline.com, put a / in all caps SCROG1. That's SCROG1. And the petition will come up. It'll take you 30 seconds or less to sign this thing. And I'll tell you, it's well worth doing. The petition says the following. To the South Carolina Legislature, a petition for redress of grievances. We, the people of South Carolina, petition the South Carolina Legislature to approve and declare the following proposed amendment to the South Carolina Constitution, whereby the inalienable nature of our rights will be plainly decreed as unalterable, irreversible. Be it resolved that we, the people of South Carolina, hereby declare and affirm that the inalienable rights of life, liberty, and property, or the pursuit of happiness, set forth in the Declaration of Independence and the Fifth Amendment Bill of Rights to the Constitution, are fundamental rights which were derived antecedent to the existence of the state, as manifest in both the United States federal government and the state of South Carolina. As such, the state does not grant rights to life, liberty, or property. On the contrary, the primary reason that government is formed is to protect rights to life, liberty, and property, and no South Carolinian or American holds his fundamental rights at the pleasure of the state. Furthermore, we the people of South Carolina declare and affirm in particular that all human beings are equal sharers in the right to life, and the state may not abridge the right to life of any particular human beings or class of human beings without due process of law and subsequent conviction of a capital offense. All human beings are equal sharers in the right to liberty, and the state may not forcibly enslave, conscript, or incarcerate a human being without due process of law and subsequent conviction of a crime. All human beings are equal sharers in the right to hold and enjoy property, so long as their pursuit of happiness does not infringe upon the rights of other human beings, and the state may not take private property without due process of law or take it for public use without just compensation. Such public uses include highways, dams, bridges, government office buildings, military installations, and similar public projects. Other uses, such as increasing local tax revenues, clearing urban blight, removing church buildings, promoting urban development, and similar proactive public interest or public welfare schemes, are not contemplated in the phrase for the public use or for public use. The phrase just compensation refers to market value based on comparable properties and would not preclude the government from paying relocation expenses. With steadfast determination, sincerely, the undersigned. Every one of you who is listening to my voice today should go and sign this amendment. Again, the petition, petitiononline.com/SCROG1, that's all caps, SCROG1, and you'll see the petition pop up. It will ask you to click on where it says undersigned or to sign the petition. You fill in your name quickly and a couple other fields and a comment if you want to leave one. And your vote will be in. We currently have 62 signers on this petition, and we'd like to get a whole lot more. Why? What is so important about this particular amendment, folks? What is it that really makes this thing of interest to us? Well, it's not because we just want more words or we want more amendments cluttering up things. What it is, folks, is we believe that government, especially here in South Carolina, needs to take steps to understanding something. That is the Declaration of Independence, that there are self-evidently various rights that we have as Americans to our life, our liberty, and our property, or the pursuit of happiness. These things are antecedent to the state. The government didn't create these rights for us. Government doesn't have the right to give or decide who has the right of life. Government doesn't have the right to decide who can be conscripted and who can be set at liberty. These things are fundamental to us, and the same thing holds true with property. Government does not get to decide when our property becomes theirs. It is our property inalienably. That is the vision of the founders, and this this petition for redress of grievances makes a resolution to declare and clarify that the Supreme Court in South Carolina, and hopefully we'll carry this on to the federal level at some point in the future, cannot simply say, we're going to abridge your property rights because of some social welfare ideal, because of some public interest, public policy, whereby we think your property needs to be owned by someone else so that we can get greater tax revenue. We believe you need to fight the war in Iraq for George W. Bush and his insane foreign policy, and therefore we're going to force you to serve in the armed forces by a draft. These are things which are in violation of the very premises that made this country great, and they have been all but forgotten because of the government school indoctrination program by everybody today, well, most people at any rate. There's a few of us who have not. Certainly those who have gone through the public school system, and the vast majority of politicians and bureaucrats. The fact of the matter is that these rights of life, liberty, and property, are inalienable. They come to us from the hand of God alone, or from however you might determine is derived. They do not become derived from the state, and therefore, because they're antecedent to the existence of the state cannot curtail them and still be just. So there's your quick overview of why this petition is important. Please go to petitiononline.com/scrog1. That's all caps, SCROG1, and sign it. It'll just take you 30 seconds. You can do it right now while you're listening to the show. We'd like to welcome our caller now to Christian Worldview. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, good morning, John. Chuck.
Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for listening to Christian Worldview this morning. You're coming in a little bit low here.
Oh, okay. Well, I've enjoyed the show so far.
Good.
You hear me better now?
Yes, I can hear you better now. Thanks.
Okay. Good. Well, I wanted to reinforce something that Doug Taylor, I think it was, had pointed out about you might be in trouble for using speech that's considered subversive or not allowed. We don't think that is generally being possible, but I got an interesting letter over the weekend from the National Taxpayers Association. I see they're being prosecuted by the Social Security Administration. It seems that the Congress has passed a law saying that the use of the name of the administration and its symbols is protected. That obviously was meant to go after people that were doing fraudulent scams where they pretended to be part of Social Security but really selling something of their own. But now it's being used to prosecute someone who just speaks about the Social Security Administration. A lot of us do that, so it's kind of a scary thing.
Yeah, so, this is another one of those Orwellian themes, isn't it, about slavery becoming freedom?
It really is, yeah. The Constitution seems to be largely a lost document, and the ruling last week on takings in the eminent domain really shows how they can turn the language completely on its head.
Chuck, I'm sorry, you're really breaking up there. I couldn't catch what you were just saying. Could you go ahead and try to repeat that again?
Sure. There was a Supreme Court ruling last week, of course, the Kellogg case, and it shows how these things can be turned completely around. The Constitution completely misinterpreted.
That's right. The Kellogg case is like the straw that's breaking the camel's back, isn't it? They totally pervert justice, and this Lost Liberty Hotel thing is a wonderful way, a wonderful remedy to go after some of these scumbags, that these traitors to America and our freedoms. That's certainly true, but more than that, it just shows the power and abuse of the Supreme Court and how government is completely out of hand. This document, the Declaration of Independence, might as well be a foreign document. People just don't understand it. They don't agree with it anymore. The Supreme Court certainly doesn't, because there's no way you can read the Declaration of Independence and have this kind of Kellogg ruling whatsoever. It's the Fifth Amendment itself and its application, where just compensation to the government means only paying half the fair market price, is also showing an absolute derogation of the idea of the Declaration of Independence. So it's a travesty of justice. It's a sad state of affairs that America's gotten to today, but we're hoping with our petition and with conversation like this, we might be able to turn things around and get people informed about their rights to property.
Well, I think that's right. The hopeful thing is that we really haven't ever repealed the original documents. The Constitution is still there. It's being ignored, but people still pay lip service to it. So, you know, you can have these Orwellian things by the government, but people still understand plain speech, and the thing's well written. People can read it and see what it says. So I think there is hope that they'll rediscover it.
Well, that's what we're hoping for. We keep working towards that here at Christian Worldview, and I really appreciate you calling this morning to bring that up for us, Chuck.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll give you one comparative text if someone wants to read 2 Chronicles chapter 34. King Josiah came along after many kings of Israel had been evil and completely ignored the rule of the law, the book of the law. And in verse 14, the priest, while cleaning up, found the book of the law. And he brought it to the king, and the king tore his robes. And he went and sought out the advice of a priest. The priest told him, "Your kingdom has been condemned, but not, I'll go ahead and kill you first, take you home." And he said, "No, no," and he brought the people together and repented. So these things can happen.
That's right. Well, that's right, and we sure hope for that here in the United States of America. There is a way for people to wake up and see what's really going on and actually turn back the clock and go back and support what the Founding Fathers had established for us. We sure hope so, and that's one of our goals here at Christian Worldview.
Well, thanks for being on the radio helps. I appreciate you doing it.
Okay. Thanks so much for the call, Chuck. Look forward to hearing from you again soon.
Okay. Bye.
And you're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. It's time for the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian Worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-0988. That's 864-244-0988. You may also send your questions and comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville. Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschool children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we'd like to welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Currently in Greenville, it's 72 degrees downtown. At the airport, 73 degrees. Anderson has 75 and Clemson 73. Today, there'll be patchy fog this morning, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms. Then mostly cloudy and scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Humid with highs in the mid-80s. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour and a chance of rain is set at 50%, so be prepared for that as you're going to make your way for your various activities today. I want to remind folks about the tyrannyresponse.net or tyrannyresponse.com website. The website has all sorts of information. In fact, we're going to be putting on these various petitions. It's not just the one I mentioned earlier, the Scrog 1 petition that we encourage you all to sign, but also several others that will be of great interest to listeners. Those things will be posted on the tyrannyresponse.net website, as well as events that are currently going on. And there's a calendar. The July calendar has been posted. Wanted to let you know there is one error that's on the calendar. It shows that there will be an Institute on the Constitution meeting tonight in Pelzer. That actually is not correct. We'll be having to let Rip and Richie know that that is not right. Don't show up at Pelzer tonight, folks, because there is no meeting. The last Institute on the Constitution meeting will be on the 11th. That's a week from today, and we hope you can all attend that meeting as it comes up. There are actually no political events whatsoever today as we celebrate the slavery being Freedom Day today. We'll be reminded of that the entire week, I suppose. We're out working, and there will be no other special events going on. The Constitution Party, I understand, is also scheduling a conference or a meeting on the 21st of this month. Unfortunately, it's going to conflict with the League of the South meeting. We've already been in contact with some Constitution Party members to let them know that they've decided to step on someone else's toes here. It's better for them to move elsewhere. But be that as it may, both League of the South and the Constitution Party will be meeting on the 21st, at least for this month, and hopefully that'll change next month. TyrannyResponse.com is a website worth going to because of the audio files, the great discussions you can have there and see. If you go ahead and click on that link, you'll have recorded shows from Christian Worldview, as well as special features like Liberty Minutes, all occurring there at the are found there at the audio link. There are some related media worth noting, including the Nationalist Times, the First Freedom, as well as the Times Examiner. Find out more about these great publications going to the related media link at tyrannyresponse.com. Okay, we've talked a bit about this petition earlier, the South Carolina legislature, this petition to redress their grievances. We'd like to encourage you once again to go to the website, petitiononline.com. It's easy to remember, isn't it? Petitiononline.com. And then when you go to that site, before you press enter, type in a /scrog1. That's all caps, S-C-R-O-G-1. And press enter, and it will pop up for you then the Protect Your Property Scrog Fundamental Rights Petition for South Carolina. And we've already got 63 signatures on there. We'd like to get a whole lot more. So we encourage all listeners to go there. It'll take you about 30 seconds to sign up or sign on under this petition, and then we'll at some point in the future bring it to the South Carolina legislature. Well, what else have we got in the news today? We want to give a good plug for our friends at at Christian Exodus. And in order to do that, I'm going to be reading a WorldNet Daily article about testing the faith, fed up Christian families moving toward secession. Group attracts over 700 members in the past year as citizens begin transplanting to South Carolina. This is about Christian Exodus. It's a WorldNet Daily article that came out on Sunday. We want to make you all aware of it. We'll be reading that as soon as we get back from a break here. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and we'd like to thank you for listening on this great Independence Day where slavery is freedom. And we've been pointing out why. We'll be back in just a minute with more Christian Worldview.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth." If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-0988. That's 864-244-0988. You may also send your questions and comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policy.
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464. Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And here's what Joe Kovacs wrote for WorldNetDaily.com on July 3rd about Christian Exodus. "A year after suggesting possible secession from the United States, a group of Christians fed up with American laws they believe are at odds with the Bible is beginning to move to target the state of South Carolina. Christian Exodus org has attracted more than 700 members from across America since WorldNet Daily broke the news of its inception last May, and already a half dozen families have picked up and transplanted to the Palmetto State. A year ago, no one had moved. It was just a project on the board," said Corey Burnell, a financial advisor who was president of Christian Exodus. "Now it's actually happening. Whether in a couple of years or in 20 years, we're gonna get it done." Calling the legalization of same-sex marriages in Massachusetts the straw that broke the camel's back, the group was inspired to concentrate like-minded Christians in a single area to influence local laws, with a secession a possibility. Recent Supreme Court decisions regarding the seizure of private property and the debate over public display of the Ten Commandments have only served to strengthen the resolve of many. "We, like other believers, as well as many other conservatives, have seen the political situation in the United States dominated by liberals over the last 40 years. whether they were in power or not, says Mike Sawyer, who is looking to make the move. The conservative Republican Party has let the people who have worked to get them elected down repeatedly. The latest filibuster disaster regarding the judicial nominees is case in point. Basically, a handful of Republican senators decided to cave into the liberals again. We believe that this can only be turned around with a concentrated effort in one state. But is splitting away from the U.S. a serious option? The thought of secession is a last resort strategy, Sawyer said. We hope to work within the system as much as possible in order to restore a true constitutional government. That statement is echoed by Frank Janoski, who moved his wife Tammy and their four children from Mooresville, Pennsylvania to South Carolina in February. I believe we can work with the system if you will to affect the outcome of local elections, and certainly the CE theory is to do this by county by county, Janoski said. But I do not discount the possibility that the federal government or the rest of the union may not agree with our objectives or core politics, so secession may be a very real alternative, and I believe it is our constitutional right if things lead to that. I'm about as patriotic as anyone you'll ever meet, says Charles Lewis, who moved his family from the nation's capital for the opportunity to raise his children in a wholesome, Christian-friendly environment. However, the secession option is firmly in the Constitution. It's the linchpin of the whole thing, the ultimate safety valve. Nevertheless, Lewis's love for America remains clear. The USA is God's country. It's the greatest nation of modern times, he told WorldNet Daily. We've fed the world, fought its wars, sent out more missionaries to spread the word of God than any other. Our Declaration and Constitution were divinely inspired. Well, that's quite a statement. Christian Exodus members are coordinating with the Constitution Party, with the political party most closely aligned with the goals of Burnell's group. Those who make the move are expected to play an active role in local and state politics, with many looking to run for elective office. Burnell says he's excited about the movement due to the sheer youth of those involved. Most of our leadership are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, he said. We're project-driven by young people. We're not going anywhere except South Carolina. Though Christian Exodus does not have any tests for citizenship, it does post a statement of beliefs on its website. Burnell says Catholics, Mormons, even Jews are members, all looking to reestablish constitutionally limited government founded upon Christian principles. When news of the movement first came out last year, both Christian Exodus and the WorldNet Daily received both positive and negative reactions, with critics saying, "Talk about giving the left a weapon for our weakness. From our weakness, the Christians are asking the state that started the Civil War to leave the U.S. and start a new country. With ideas like this, we don't need a devil." From Peter Ward. Those Christian secessionists are not thinking properly. Their heads are just as muddled as the rest of the citizens. They should be arrested for high treason against the USA, an independent Christian state where the vast majority of Christian population is prayerless and continues to be addicted to TV entertainment is far from being the solution, says James Chai. In response to such criticism from the Christian community, Burnell says, "They do almost anything to cop out. I don't put too much weight into people that aren't doing anything." The group is planning to hold a conference the weekend of October 15th through 16th in Greenville, South Carolina, to include speakers. One of those speakers is me, by the way, Dr. John Coben, the Tyranny Response Unit, and vendors such as real estate agents for those considering a change in residency. Ironically, Burnell, who last year was living in Texas, has moved west to California due to a family commitment, but he says he does plan on moving east to South Carolina. "Why not go to the liberal bastion to motivate yourself to get out," he says. And he's talking about California. Of course, I'm a native of California, the true South, Southern California. There are a lot of people like Corey in California. In fact, there's more people there than there are in South Carolina, just by sheer absolute numbers of population, 35 million in that state, almost 4 million here. And at any rate, glad to hear about Christian Exodus. Even if you don't agree with every piece or tenet of Christian Exodus, you've got to be supportive of people trying to live out their lives according to the principles of the Founding Fathers. I know some people have given some of these criticisms of Christian Exodus. Listen, folks, these people are active in their world. They are trying to take hold of the political process and take hold of the principles that made our country great and bring us back to a status of liberty according to what the Founding Fathers had set forth, at least as they see it. And you have to applaud them, I think, for trying to do so. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. It's time for our last break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain." If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-0988. That's 864-244-0988. You may also send your questions and comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and, in the name of law, commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
We welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben to the last segment. Just noticed here, folks, I'm so sorry that the production staff accidentally put on an old phone number, so some of you may have been trying to call and get through, and we just didn't notice it till now. The phone number, the correct phone number for Christian Worldview is 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. The backup line, 864-201-6955. It didn't dawn on me till now, because I was listening to the recording during the break, the new recording they just put up with the phone number. It's incorrect. The reason callers have been getting through is because they're regular callers who have already written down the phone number before or know the phone number, and I hadn't realized it because that had been the case. Sorry about that, folks. 864-244-8177 is the phone number, or 864-201-6955. Well, this has been a great show for us to think about liberty and why slavery is really freedom in the United States of America today. And we're grateful for the opportunity to present to you a different perspective than you'll probably hear from most other radio shows. One in particular, the other alternative Christian Worldview Today show on another station here in town, is what I call the Festival of Ignorance. Because the people who promote it, specifically Dr. Tony Beam, great guy, Tony Beam, great Christian, and love him as far as that goes, but his views are completely off base, and he indeed runs a festival of ignorance. But he's not alone. He's not the only neocon out there promoting the nonsense that is so and pro-George Bush kind of stuff that you hear on the airwaves. Russ Castle and the others and locally here in Greenville do the same kind of thing. They are not aligned with us. They have completely sold out to the left, or the moderates, as they're called nowadays, or some of them might even call them conservatives still. Folks, this is an alternative source, an alternative talk show where you're going to hear the truth from a different and certainly hear a different perspective than you'd get at different festivals of ignorance on the airwaves. So we're glad you joined us. Hope we're making you think a little bit better and entertaining, providing some entertainment this Independence Day, 2005. Well, here are and let me remind you before I go on to this last story. If you haven't had a chance to do so yet, make sure you go to petitiononline.com and then put /SCROG1 in all caps, petitiononline.com /SCROG1 with the number one on the end, and the petition will pop up that says, Protect Your Property, Scrog Fundamental Rights Petition for South Carolina. Be sure to go to that website and sign that petition today, folks, and help make a difference in your world, possibly. It only takes 30 seconds. It's not a lot of cost, and it's well worth doing. Again, petitiononline.com/SCROG1 in all caps. And we hope to have your signature on there soon. Well, here's a couple of stories. The research staff is so faithful to send us down a great deal of stories, and I have not had a chance to get to most of them today on this special edition of Christian Worldview. Here's one that came up about from Covenant News, July 2nd. O'Connor on sodomy. Sodomites mourn departure of O'Connor from the court. Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman on the Supreme Court and a moderate voice on gay and women's rights issues, announced her retirement Friday in the landmark Texas sodomy case. O'Connor concurred with the majority in stating and striking down the law. The case recognized the basic equality of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people under the Constitution. In opinions in First Amendment cases, she has protected the constitutional wall between church and state. Justice O'Connor also voted to uphold the right to choose and to preserve universities' right to promote diversity. Speaking in the Rose Garden to reporters, President Bush praised O'Connor as a discerning and conscientious judge and a public servant of complete integrity. And this article goes on to say, but this doesn't really matter from a theonomic perspective. Sodomy is a crime. I mean, after all, isn't that what God says? And yes, and they quote Leviticus 18:24-25, Romans 1:32, 2 Peter 2:6, Jude 7, as displaying how exactly why sodomy is a crime. It's certainly immoral and it's certainly wrong, and we at Christian Worldview want to make very clear that we oppose sodomy as an evil, just as we oppose other evils that people might fall into. And it's a grave misfortune that it is getting so much traction here in the United States of America as people begin to equalize it or normalize it or make it just a fine and dandy alternative lifestyle. Liberals are girding for the Supreme Court struggle, Charles Hurt says from the Washington Times. A group of the most influential liberal court lobbyists gathered in high-ceiling room across the hall from the Senate chamber within hours of the Supreme Court Justice's, Sandra Day O'Connor's retirement announcement on Friday. What is a court lobbyist? Asked one of my production staff or research staff. It's a good question, since lobbyists typically wouldn't be able to think that they could go and influence the Supreme Court like they would a congressman. But apparently they are going to do so, or they're trying to at any rate. O'Connor is to be replaced with a jurist who will protect their particular interests, and that's, of course, what they're after. People for the American Way are just one example of this. Justice O'Connor was often a swing vote on the court and less vocal last week, but every bit as powerful and involved in the judicial selection process were conservative activists, some of whom chuckled with delight over the turn of good fortune. Why is that? But because they get rid of one very, very moderate justice, and who are they going to replace him with? Somebody like Alberto Gonzalez, the other pro-death guy from Texas? I mean, give me a break. This is not necessarily good fortune for true conservatives. It may be for neocons, for Tony Beams or others of the world who really look for a wonderful thing to happen through George W. Bush, the great neocon and deceiver of our day. Well, at any rate, it's been a great show here today, A Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Glad you've joined us. We're not going to have time to go through any more stories today. I just want to remind you folks to be supportive this month of the Tyranny Response Network. We're trying to improve our signal, realizing that Greenville is still not on the map again. We're having to work with volunteer staff trying to get transmission equipment up and going, as well as getting our transmission equipment over to Pickens County and Anderson. Be patient with us, folks. Be supportive. Go to the tyrannyresponse.com website. You'll find the address there to send your donations. You'll also find the various links to the different groups and events and related media that are so integral to the life and vision of the Tyranny Response Network. Please make sure to make a point today to visit tyrannyresponse.com. And finally, once again, make sure you go and sign the petition, the South Carolina Fundamental Rights Petition to protect your property. You can go to petitiononline.com/SCROG1. That's Scrog 1 in all caps. And petition online scrog1/scrog1. Sign it today and help make a difference in your world. Thanks for listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Look forward to another show tomorrow morning, and we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us today on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We hope you will be with us tomorrow morning at 7:30 right here at the Tyranny Response Network for Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.